From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A series of suicide bombings and militant raids in Afghanistan has killed dozens of people the day after construction work on the much-awaited Afghan section of an international gas pipeline was begun. An Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman said a suicide bomber on Saturday blew himself up near a security post in Kabul, killing at least three people and wounding several others. The Islamic State terrorist group claimed it plotted the violence in the capital city. Three bombs exploded on Saturday morning in Sitwa, the capital of Myanmar's troubled Rakhine state. One of the explosions injured a police officer, but no other casualties have been reported. Police said authorities are working to determine who was behind the bombings. Two former Trump aides at the center of a probe into Russian collusion took different approaches to the charges filed against them. As part of a plea deal, Rick Gates pleaded guilty to two felony counts after appearing in federal court in Washington, D.C. His deal could have him testifying against Paul Manafort, who said he has no plans to follow Gates' lead and plead guilty. Now, Gates is the third former Trump campaign associate to plead guilty to criminal charges and agree to cooperate with Robert Mueller's investigation into whether there was any collusion between the Trump team and Russia during the 2016 election. After announcing what he called the largest ever set of sanctions against North Korea, U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday threatened a phase two if the measures weren't effective.
I do want to say, because people have asked, North Korea, we imposed today the heaviest sanctions ever imposed on a country before.
President Trump did not specify what he meant by phase two, but suggested it would be very, very unfortunate for the world, adding only time will tell. This is VOA News. Meanwhile, at the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics, first daughter Ivanka Trump led the U.S. delegation for the closing of the Games and met with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. Ivanka Trump and Moon discussed the U.S. and South Korean efforts to apply joint maximum pressure on Pyongyang. According to U.S. officials, she has no plans to meet with the North Korean delegation to discuss the nuclear standoff with the U.S., nor to meet with the North Korean defectors to highlight the repression and ongoing rights violations committed by the Kim Jong-un government. The UN Security Council failed to reach consensus Friday on a draft resolution implementing a 30-day ceasefire across Syria and lift sieges on towns, and said they would reconvene Saturday to vote. Lisa Schlein explains what's been going on.
The cessation of hostilities agreement appears to have run its course. Syrian activists report more than 420 civilians in eastern Ghouta have been killed this past week. The United Nations reports at least seven health facilities have been hit, putting several out of service. UN Security Council efforts to pass a resolution mandating a 30-day ceasefire so far have hit an obstacle. Western diplomats accuse Russia of delaying a vote on an agreement to support Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's move to regain control of rebel-held eastern Ghouta. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Council diplomats had planned to vote Friday morning, but twice postponed as negotiations to incorporate Russian concerns and amendments into the text dragged on without agreement. On the issue of gun violence, specifically at U.S. schools, President Trump reemphasized for a third day in a row his belief that teachers should be armed. Now, this comes after last week's shooting in which 17 people were killed, and news that some of the members of law enforcement who were there during the shooting delayed going inside to intervene.
See, a security guard doesn't know the children, doesn't love the children. This man standing outside of the school the other day doesn't love the children, probably doesn't know the children. The teachers love their children. They love their pupils. They love their students. They're doing it also from love. Now, they have to be very adept. I'm not talking about every teacher. I'm talking about a small percentage.
The president also called again for comprehensive background checks on gun buyers, ending the sale of bump stocks that increase the firepower of some weapons and raising the age to buy certain rifles from 18 to 21. The U.S. Secret Service said a vehicle rammed into a security barrier at the White House on Friday and said the driver was immediately apprehended and arrested. In a statement, the agency identified the driver as a 35-year-old woman who is a resident of Tennessee. This is Joe Palca for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.